And it did. That's kind of Men in Black 3 when you think about it. that's like Lilo and Stitch from the other. I mean, obviously it doesn't have a Stitch in it or a Lilo, but it's like just, yeah, that sort of making the deal with the aliens, you know, so many years ago and having to keep track of people over time. And yeah, sort of a similar vibe there.
They suck our blood, which seems like the perfect sort of alien species coming to feast on humans.
Right. That's the low-key version, although you get the bites and occasionally you get malaria, right? So it's not all fun and games. The mosquitoes are eating me up right now, so I've been a blood bag for them, I guess. Oh, by the way, just I was going to respond to your android comment. I think you could pretty firmly say he's like a, you know, like Cylon, Battlestar Galactica Cylon sort of android, you know, kind of like biological android that you get in the reboot of those. So that almost doesn't seem like a theory.
Well, he doesn't state exactly how Stitch was made, but yeah, it could be like there's a skeleton, you know, like a cybernetic skeleton that they like build the organic flesh around, because he cites the phrase genetic programming a few different times, but I almost feel like that would have to be a combination of actual programming, like engineering, like a hardware, software, and firmware level, in addition to whatever organic material they make them out of, all right, which is fireproof and bulletproof and impact proof.
Yeah, honestly, I think that take just makes it more interesting and a little more sci-fi. I do appreciate that while it is goofy Star Wars, there is a notable sci-fi streak in this movie. The CIA guy, you know, Bubbles helps that along too, because that adds your touch of Men in Black, and maybe that's one of the reasons I like this one so much, is I'm a sci-fi guy and it's got an undercurrent of that is sometimes a rather large current.
They also imply that Stitch can drown to death.
Oh yeah, keep out of the water. I mean, that isn't the Signs movie too, the aliens hate water,
so, and Gremlins,
glasses of water all around your house. Well, that makes more gremlins, doesn't it? You get the gremlins wet, you get more gremlins. So keep
right. Well, Mogwai, yeah, keep Mogwai away from water.
Yeah, yeah. did you have any more notes, or shall we wrap this guy up?
That was, I mean, yeah. Top three: CIA, aliens, genetic manipulation, indigo children. It's really hard because so much of this is exoteric and not esoteric, right? It's not occulted. It's like out for you to see. And it's just about, hey, this is how normal these concepts are now at this point in 2002. So it's we're in for a bumpy ride for the rest of these movies, because now I guess everything's just predictive programming and revelation of the method from here on out. It's no more occultism.
Well, I think it depends a little bit on who's making it too. I maybe it is like the occult stuff comes more when the movie is made more by committee, and there is one of the members of that committee is slipping stuff in, as opposed to Lilo and Stitch or the Pixar movies, where there's generally one person like right driving the train, you know. So it's all on the surface, like what they want is in the movie. Where in the committee movies, maybe somebody's kind of slipping a few things they want in the movie, but it's not the main necessarily on the surface. We'll see. So next week, it's more than a plug, it's a threat about going to Japan, because we're going to Senno Chihiro next week, Spirited Away, which this is the point where Disney spends a few years distributing Ghibli movies in America, and I can't skip over those.
Okay, this will be an interesting one, just because I've never watched an anime ever with an occult lens on. In fact, I think I've only ever watched anime in like very weird moods, and none of them were really like paying attention to the story as much as just the aesthetics. I think that's the main reason I've watched anime, was for aesthetics over anything else.
Well, just to preview it, I guess this won't be interesting, because some of the stuff to me will be very exo, whereas for you it will not, because maybe you don't know the culture, and I'll be like, oh yeah, everybody knows that, you know? So that should be an interesting.
So is Spirit Away the World War II? One?
No, that's the wind rises. Spirited Away is the haunted bathhouse.
Okay, yeah, I'm in for something. I don't know if I've seen it or not, so it'll be interesting.
Lots of weird monsters in it. So
now to be clear, is this a cult Disney by technicality only, or is there anything Disney related to this at all?
It's not, except that Hayao Miyazaki is basically considered the Walt Disney of Japan, and he's still living. So, I mean, he just came out of retirement again to make The Boy and the Heron last year, but he's firmly kind of seen as like the Walt Disney of Ghibli. So,
okay. Well, I mean, prepare to do the heavy lifting then
sure.
Studio Ghibli ones, where you're going to have to give me some insight as to some of the symbolism stuff that I miss out on.
Yeah. But this, actually, I think Lilo and Stitch and Spirited Away were up for the Animated Academy Award that year, with Spirited Away taking it. But that's an unfair battle anyway. Sometimes, you know, you got two movies in a year. They both deserve it. They should have come out in different years. Oops. But yeah, bringing this one into Bay, I guess. What's going on in your universe?
I'm hopefully getting The Chosen One and the Adult Occult Illuminati series printed and shipped by the time whoever's listening to this, even on Patreon or even the public version, should all be out. Hopefully I'm not shooting myself in the foot and like running into delays. But yeah, two huge, huge projects. And I guess I'll do a quick little like soft announcement of another big one coming up. But I've been working with Donut from Donut Factory on an Illuminati pamphlet that breaks down the entire history of the Bavarian Illuminati and their dynamics with the Rosicrucians and the Jesuits and the Freemasons. And if any of those names sound interesting, you're going to absolutely love this pamphlet. We've been working on it for over a year, and it's going to have the same artist that's been doing all my other pamphlets, does Sam Tripoli's Chaos Twins comic, something that we're really hoping to spread around like wildfire and get like the whole world reinterested in the Illuminati again, because it just goes through little like resurgences over time, and it's way overdue for one. And we're not talking about the Jay-Z, Beyonce, hip hop Illuminati, which is in the pamphlet. So look out for that one. I don't know if we've got a website set up yet, so I won't plug it, but I'm sure as hell going to be plugging the hell out of this thing for months to come.
All right. Other than plugging, visit Japan. I do a lot of podcasting on Patreon at Podcastio Podcastius, where I do really good movies and really bad movies according to IMDb users on Films and Filth, The Twilight Zone on Time Enough Podcast, and Space 1999 on Podcast 1999. Ukulele time. Oh, you know what? We went through this whole episode without mentioning Elvis. What do you know?
I know. I brought up Elvis.
Yeah. I guess I came in prepared to talk about Elvis for 30 minutes, but we'll save that for another time.
I'll just say as a parting note, if you like Elvis, you owe it to yourself to watch 30,000 Miles to Graceland.
Ready for a cosmic conspiracy about Stanley Kubrick, moon landings, and the CIA? Go visit NASAComic.com.
NASAComic.com, CIA's biggest con. Stanley Kubrick put us on, that's why we're singing this song. I'm NASAComic.com. Go visit NASAComic.com. Go visit NASAComic.com. Yeah, go visit NASAComic.com. Oh, NASAComic.com. CIA's biggest con. Stanley Kubrick put us on. That's why we're singing this song. About NASAComic.com. Go visit NASAComic.com. Go visit NASAComic.com. Yeah, go visit NASAComic.com.
Never a Straight Answer is a 40-page comic about Stanley Kubrick directing the Apollo space missions. This is the perfect read for comic, Kubrick, or conspiracy fans of all ages. For more details, visit NASAComic.com.
Spread the word with propaganda packs, all for just $40 shipped at ParanoidAmerican.com.
Paranoid propaganda packs. We got facts on these speaker slaps. So grab yourself a stack and go attack with these paranoid propaganda packs.
These huge all-weather slaps will last in public for years to come. Remind citizens that birds are not real, self-immolation is an option, and might that make you magnetic. Do your part and get a propaganda pack today from ParanoidAmerican.com.
Yeah, paranoid propaganda packs. We got facts on these sticker slaps. So grab yourself a stack and go attack with these paranoid propaganda packs.
What are you waiting for? Go to ParanoidAmerican.com right now and get a paranoid propaganda pack.
Stickers, cryptids, cults, and killers. We got all your favorite conspiracies. Then more on our sticker sheets. Paranoid American stickers. They'll make you smile and snicker. False flags and secret societies. All of these and more on our sticker sheets.
Explore the unique with Paranoid American sticker sheets. Unearth tales of cryptids, cults, and mysteries through each sticker. These won't last long. Get yours now at ParanoidAmerican.com.
We're all American stickers. Cryptids, cults, and killers. We got all your favorite conspiracies. All of that and more on our sticker sheets. Paranoid American stickers. They'll make you smile and snicker. False flags and secret societies. All of these and more on our sticker sheets.
What the heck are you waiting for? Discover the extraordinary with Paranoid American sticker sheets. From cryptids in the night to cults out of sight, each sticker is a unique find. Get yours now at ParanoidAmerican.com.
Paranoid. Scribble my life away, driven the right to pay. Will it enlighten your brain? Give you the flight, my plane, paper the highs ablaze. Somewhat of an amazing feel when it's real to real. You will engage it. Your favorite, of course, the lord of an arrangement. I gave you the proper results to hit the pavement. If they get emotional, hey, maybe your language, a game, how they playing it well without Lakers. Evade them, whatever the cost, they are the shapeshift. Snakes get decapitated, met is the apex. Execution of flame, you out nuclear bombs, distributed at war, rather gruesome for eyes to see. Max them out, then I light my trees. Blow it off in the face, you're despising me for what though? Calculated and rather cutthroat. Paranoid American must be all the blunt smoke for real. Lord, give me a day away, vacate. They wait around to hate whatever they say. Man, it's not in the least bit. We get heavy rotate when a beat hits. So thank us, you're welcome. Fuck the niggas for real, you're welcome. They ain't never had a deal. You welcome, man, they lacking appeal. You welcome, yet they doing it still. You welcome.